trip hop, you know we can't stop. Tales from the trip hop, you know that it's hot. Tales from the trip hop with a wheelchair spark. So welcome to our world if you think you got heart. Tales from the trip hop, you know we can't stop. Tales from the trip hop, you know that it's hot. Tales from the trip hop with a wheelchair spark. So welcome to our world if you think you got heart. Trip keeper, the triple grim reaper. Welcome to my world, let me take you deeper to a place where we limp and we roll. Grab the crutches and the cane and the door where we stroll. You hear our story, but you never really get it. You feel our pain, but you really ain't up in it. You think we're different, but we're really all the same. You couldn't understand it, so we were rocking. And we be the K to the R to the I to the P. So throw your K's up in the West, dirty South in the East. How would you like to be in a world you couldn't see? Or hear the birds in the trees singing harmony? If you were me, could you handle the hostility of being an oddity, an abnormality in society? Yeah. Caught in this lie of hypocrisy, this myth they call equality.
Yeah, it was a tales from the trip hop, you know we can't stop. Tales from the trip hop, you know that it's hot. Yeah. Tales from the trip hop with a wheelchair spark. Welcome to our world if you think you got heart. Tales from the trip hop, you know we can't stop. Tales from the trip hop, you know that it's hot. Tales from the trip hop with a wheelchair. Welcome to our world if you think you got
within our world. We see the seeds of perfection, yet you close your eyes to choose the path of rejection. You satisfied to cast aside with slick metaphors to disguise the isms you hide. Must we beg, borrow, and steal to get a record deal? Come back later when you better
come back later,
a chosen selection, a ballot casting an election, or was it my complexion? They tell me beauty is in the eye of a beholder. Or was it just another story they told you? To pacify the outcry of the unseen masses they wanna hide. What would you do if it was you? Could you overcome the challenges the way we do? How would you be if this was your reality and I was you and you were me? It was the tales from the trip hop, you know we can't stop. Tales from the trip hop, you know that it's hot. Tales from the trip hop with a wheelchair spark. So welcome to our world if you think you got heart. Tales from the trip hop, you know we can't stop. Tales from the trip hop, you know that it's hot. Tales from the trip hop with a wheelchair spark. So welcome to our world if you think you got heart.
Picture this, a place unlike any other place. Our world.
Tales from the trip hop, you know we can't stop. Tales from the trip hop, you know that it's hot. Tales from the trip hop with a wheelchair spark. So welcome to our world if you think you got heart. Tales from the trip hop, you know we can't stop. Tales from the trip hop, you know that it's hot. Tales from the trip hop with a wheelchair spark. So welcome to our world if you think you got heart.
San Francisco, this is Ronisha speaking. We are back in the studio. I have to say I'm very impressed by that song we just listened to. We have two special guests in the house tonight. Can you guys please introduce yourselves?
Hey, what's up, Ronnie? This is Leroy Moore. And Don, thank you, KPOO, in the house.
And this is David Kortzmeyer, co-collaborator on JusticeFound.org.
Can you please let the audience know what we just listened to?
Yes, you just listened to Rob Denoy's Temple, straight from New York. The album is called Crip Hop Mixtape Volume 2. It's in like 19 different artists, all with disabilities. And that was Rob Denoy's Tales of the Crip Hop.
So my first question I want to ask you, this is Ronisha speaking, is how did you get involved in the project?
I started the project. It started like almost 2 years ago. I was on another radio station, and I came up with an idea of doing a series around disabled artists in hip-hop. And the group agreed with it, so we did a three-part series with different disabled artists that did hip-hop. So after that series, I decided, like, you know, let's push it even further. And that's when I put out an email blast saying that, you know, let's do a mixtape together. And I, since that day, I've been getting music in the mail, CDs in the mail, MP3s over the internet saying that I want to be a part of this. You know, this is an international thing. We, on Volume 1, we had artists from Africa, artists from the UK, artists from New York, you know, artists from Paris. So Volume 2, Preachman helped produce it, and he's from Yonkers, New York. And yeah, so it was me and Preachman that put Volume 2 together.
So did you, like, collect all of the offers of the music that you got from all the people who want to be involved in the mixtape and then kind of, like, put them together?
Yeah, it's cool. You know, the first volume, I did it all through the internet. You know, so I put out an internet blast, and people submit an MP3, and when I downloaded, you know, I heard it, you know, and I made decisions which one would be on the mixtape, you know. So, yeah, that's how it happened.
Was that difficult for you to make decisions of which songs you actually wanted on a mixtape with so many, you know, offers and so many different stories to tell?
No, because my rules, well, my, you know, thing was, A, it can't have any cuss words in it because we wanted to play on the radio. You can't be dissing women in it, you know, because, you know, I believe in uplifting our sisters. You know, so right there, that caught a lot of people. A lot of people. And also, it had to say something. It had to be, like, some kind of social justice, you know, theme in it, you know. So those three or four criteria, you know, just excluded a lot of people.
Hi, San Francisco. This is Rima. And I am, myself, me too, I am very impressed with that song I just heard. And I want to know, like, would you be, like, as you think you would be able to take this farther, like, would you be interested, like, doing
music video?
I don't know, like, the next Murder, Inc. or something.
like a big record label.
Yeah, like a record label.
Well, I'm not looking for a record label. You know, different artists have their different personalities. I'm looking to be independent and to support grassroots organizations like Red Tap. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not into you know, Motown and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So my next step is to do, like, a documentary
mm-hmm.
on hip-hop because it's just blowing up. And people's faces and what they do have to be on TV. So that's the next step. And we're working on, like, a 10-minute short clip that will show at least five artists doing their stuff.
Okay. And I heard you say Crip Hop. Is that your name for you guys?
Yeah. We decided on Crip Hop with a K, not with a C, because the C, you know, brings up issues of Crips and Bloods.
Uh-huh.
So we decided with a K. Matter of fact, it came from a friend of mine in New York. We were just chilling in Manhattan. And I told him about this idea. And he said, oh, you should name it Crip Hop with a K. I was like, huh. Because I wanted to name it Crip Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, no, just shorten and make it easy, Crip Hop. You know, it's catchy. You know, people would like it, and it just stuck. So when I put it out there, the email blast the first time, people really liked it. So,
So from a social justice perspective, David, what do you think about it? What do you think about the concept?
Well, I mean, I think it's important for people to understand that, you know, people who have disabilities can do any, you know, anything that they put their minds to. And I have a question for Leroy, actually. Is what do you think resonates most with people? You know, why has this sort of taken on a life of its own, Crip Hop? What's so appealing to people who are hearing the music?
Because people, you know, it's kind of weird because it, like music, if you play it, you know, you don't consider it the person's disabled or black. This is music, and people is like, wow, it's banging. It has a different type of, you know, lyrics, and people really like it. And now, when you show the artist, for example, Preachman, when he entered on an agent's office, all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, it totally loses its flavor. Not because of Preachman, because of the discriminating attitudes that record labels and our whole society has.
Hmm. And from the appeal of hip hop, why was it hip hop and not, you know, rock or some other you know, musical genre? What made you choose hip hop as the medium?
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, is that I started doing research on disability and music going all the way back to the blues. Mm-hmm. So if you see my record collection, my CD collection, it has blues, people that are disabled, you know, rock, hip-hop. I think why I chose hip-hop is that just the age, the agents, you know, and how they represent hip-hop now. It's not like back in the day where hip-hop on the corners were so diverse. You know, I grew up in New York, so I saw, you know, hip-hop artists on the corners back in the 70s, this year, and you saw women, you saw people with disabilities. So I wanted to bring back that diverse picture of hip-hop. You know, it's not like the American Idol of hip-hop. You know, I want to go back to what I saw growing up, and what I saw is people on crutches, you know, women spitting hip-hop. You know, I saw, you know, just a diverse style of hip-hop.
So one of the things that I'd noticed that Rima seemed to, I don't know if that was a dance or whatever, but she was kind of getting her groove on. Did you notice, did you listen to the lyrics? Did it sound, could you tell the difference?
No, I was amazed. I didn't even know that it was the disability. The song was catchy, and what he was saying, like, this is my world, and, like, the lyrics really caught me, and then the beat. So I was like, hey.
Yeah, and, like, people of color can change the world. And in reality, we are all collaborating, Justice Found, Red Top, RT Ventures, and on with Leroy around this. And maybe you guys should participate in this with us, because we're trying to get your voices out. And as you saw, Hummingbird, what was he, 19? No, 20. I'll keep making him younger. I know how old he is. But he's 20, and you guys are 17. And if you heard what Leroy was saying, he's saying how this brother walks in and somebody responded to his disability. Well, if he wasn't disabled, then they would respond to the color of his skin. Or if you guys walked in, and it'll be that you're women, or if David, because he's Latino. And so I believe I heard somebody say that the overarching thing is social justice.
Yeah.
And like I said, I believe they were making some points in that rap, kind of sound like the Michael Jackson thing about Thriller or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you were grooving.
It
you
would
were
sound
grooving.
Like, it reminded me of the Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, that was like, yeah.
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 Oh, this is Rhonisha speaking. I was wondering, do you have any disabled young adults on the CD?
Adults?
No, young adults, like their age and younger.
Oh, God, yeah. I we have this cat from New Mexico, and he is about, 19, 18 years old? Mm-hmm. And his CD just dropped a couple months ago called In My Shoes.
And isn't one of the people disabled because of a street shooting or something like that? I thought I heard one of the guys saying
MF Grimm. MF Grimm been around since the 80s, and he was shot 20 times. This is before 50 Cent in his whole
9 times. 20. Oh, well, I had a question. This is Rima. I had a question about so is there any way we could hear this music? Like, do you have a MySpace page or something?
Yes, I do have a MySpace page. It's MySpace Crip Hop. Yeah.
Okay.
MySpace Crip Hop. I just Google Crip Hop or Leroy Moore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Transform on the floor like your Optimus Prime. Got it, my brother. Don't be scared, cause you get it from my mama. Now why can't a person and the chick get some? Just because you can't walk, we don't have fun. You must be on that red fox ripple, like Eddie said, because of the chair, don't think we cripple. Now I'm a soldier, she's a fixin'. The mist entices everyone's vision to get on the floor and dance, no hesitation, and do the roll all over the nation. Now my design video means the final cut. You can call on your friends just to say what's up to Bob Fantasia, Earl and Vincent. If you paraplegic, just grab her in the business. Come on, tilt with it, baby, tilt with it. Now tilt with it, come on and tilt with it.
J'ai voudré avoir un ménage et toi. Est-ce que tu es prêt par un hangar?
Come on, tilt with it, baby, tilt with it. Easy now, tilt with it, come on and tilt with it. Reese is your niece, I tell her the hunt is my son. Your Uzi and my battery weighs a ton. I want more on the floor, all these ladies are waiting. The ex-girls will start with the Latin persuasion. Chocolate mocha, thick vanilla, Esther Baxter, Elk the Stallion. My Hummer takes a gallon, riding Sunset Strip. From every ratio she got, from waist to hip. You can't define me, so don't try to remind me. Just give me a beat that out there's designing. My only center, take your time, young man. Why join a war when the streets is already Uncle Sam? I know who I am, by Rockaway Queens ambassador. So harass the floor, who can ask for more? Am I standing tall? No doubt. Now watch how the people begin to shout.
J'ai voudré avoir un ménage et toi. Est-ce que tu es prêt par les hangars?
Come on and tilt with it, baby, tilt with it. Easy now, tilt with it. Come on and tilt with it.
J'ai voudré avoir un ménage et toi. Est-ce que tu es prêt par les hangars?
Come on and tilt with it, baby, tilt with it. Easy now, tilt with it. Come on and tilt with it. This is for my comrades already in chairs. It's top of the world to get rid of their fears. It's just a benefit, the way X represented it. Ladies, don't be afraid to sit on the president of PBU Production. MVP, Big Chris, Pascal, Prince Jahi, Little Jam, Masai. It's the return of the dragon. And watch her money jump on the bandwagon. Drink that down nice and slow. It's not under negotiation. I ain't Proposition Joe. Call me who way tank. Cause I'm God is known to do some miraculous things. Check my resume, but it ain't all about me. The people standing behind me made it possible today. Every pyramid started with just one stone. The mummy of Nefertiti found with broken bones.
J'ai voudré avoir un ménage et toi. Est-ce que tu es préparé?